Exactly. I mean, you think what Jesus did for us, what more could we possibly ask? Yeah, I've written other books on the problem of evil and suffering, one called If God is Good. We find ourselves asking, Lord, if you really loved me, would you allow these terrible things to happen in my life? Abuse and loss and betrayal and diseases and disabilities or whatever life may have brought to us. But one day we are really going to believe those words we're called upon to believe right now. Romans 8:28, that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. In retrospect, one day, we will see all that to be true. We'll look back and we'll say, yes, Lord, what you said was true all along. And then we'll probably think, boy, I wish I would have really believed it back then. It probably would have helped my perspective on life a lot. But since we're still here, let's seek to believe it. One day if we stand before the Lord, I don't think we will ask him this question because I think by then we may at least have an inkling as to the answer. But suppose we stood before him and asked him the question, Lord, why didn't you care for me more? Why didn't you love me more? Why didn't you do for me more than what you did? Why'd you let all those bad things happen? Where was your love? Where were you when I really needed you, Lord? If we were to ask that, I could just see Jesus, perhaps even with tears in his eyes, just reaching his hands out, showing us his nail-scarred hands, and then asking us, do these look like the hands of a God who does not care?
Yeah.